my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took it.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I said right to the camera, stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. You're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Sack.
I got wipe day tomorrow.
What does that mean?
It means I gotta have my maps ready.
Oh, you got new maps?
Yeah, I got a new map.
You have the desert map.
Oh yeah.
This QAnon stuff it strikes me as so silly.
Yeah, it's really light reading, you know, you just breeze right through it.
It's got the Pizzagate stink on it. That's what it makes me think of.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think of that too.
We'll send out another tweet with all these hashtags all over it, telling people that we're live and to call in. These hashtags really light up the board, man. When I go back to Twitter.
Light it up.
I mean, this must be how QAnon feels.
Say we've got some QAnon shit. Get them in here.
Internet Chronicle Radio. Will you pretend to be QAnon if they call in? And I'll be like interviewing you.
See, you got QAnon on there.
Okay. We have QAnon on the air at Internet Chronicle Radio.
And if anyone asks, we'll just get all huffy and be like, who do you think is QAnon?
I gotta turn my phone off. Let's see. All right. We have QAnon on the air. Wait, we'll say live on the air. At Internet Chronicle Radio, call 917-675-4836. Hashtag we the people. This could be huge, man. That's a lot of hashtags.
Just put 5-10 more on and we're gonna go. We'll go viral with this one.
We're going viral with this one.
Oh.
The audience. I don't want to tell them about Hot Dog Man.
They can find out about him on their own.
Yeah. They got no business. Looking at Hot Dog Man. That's our guy. When the swamp is drained, he'll still be here.
Hot Dog Man, QAnon, it's all the same to me.
Today I wrote a story kind of outlining this General Sessions, because Trump wants Sessions to have stop the Mueller probe. Right now they're in collusion, dude. Trump and Bobby Mueller. And
yeah.
This is the work of QAnon. There's a second report coming out. You know about the second report?
No.
Trump has it. Honest to God, Trump has the second report, which proves the FBI, Justice Department, and top Democrats broke laws in an attempt to stop Trump from winning the presidency. And now Trump has to release it, QAnon says. Like, now's the time. He started on 4chan, and now he's commanding the president.
He started from the bottom, now he's on the top.
That's how you work your way up in politics nowadays. That's how Cassandra did it. She had those beats tied up. Her tits were all purple where she had rope tied around them.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it looked like a big swollen purple beet, dude. On 4chan. And now... And then she had that Keck flag around her shoulders, and next thing you know, she's got press clearance. But that first report, that was supposed to be a real big deal from QAnon, right? And it was pretty boring. The OIG report?
What?
I don't really know about it. I just know that there was an OIG report that was underwhelming. I don't even know what an OIG report is.
What's a... I don't know a lot of things.
Dude, I don't know anything. I only just started researching QAnon today. Because somebody said I should look into it. And I should look into his
kids. Who said that?
Barrett Brown. No, he didn't say that. But if he did, he would have added the thing about looking into his kids. Oh,
Barry.
Did you
ever say anything about that to his
Barry,
face?
No, dude. It would have been a real turd in the punch bowl. Everybody was having fun. I didn't want to show up with my, hey, Barry, what about?
Look into his kids, maybe.
Dude's already been rotting in prison thinking about that.
You might have snapped.
Well... When I shook his hand, I was like thinking, if I have to block an uppercut, like, just be ready. And if I had said something like that, yeah, I think that would have been probably an appropriate reaction. I don't know. But I always believed he was bringing those kids into the FBI channel. And he was being reckless in doing so. And he might still be doing that with Pursuance Project.
That's the whole idea. Get everybody on board some shit.
Do you think Barrett Brown was in a position to where the feds would come to him and seek out some kind of deal where he works for them?
Why?
Well, because they had him dead to rights with sharing a link to credit card stuff. And maybe him agreeing to help them would, I mean, everybody says everybody's a Fed anyway. So it's kind of just like theory crafting your fucking moles.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either. We're already 15 minutes in. We're just booming right along. This episode.
You getting any callers in?
Oh, let me see. I don't think so. But they know they're supposed to be calling. These motherfuckers. A lot of people are following me as a result of it. But, and one person that followed me has already been suspended or banned or something. Dude, that QAnon crowd is rough. They just get zapped down. Tonight's episode of Hate Radio is brought to you proudly by Dr. Angstrom Troubadour's Down Home Sweet Bed Kit. It's a sheet you lay down that smells nice. It's on a roll. You can just unroll it and rip the sheet off every day. It keeps your sheets smelling clean, and it keeps your bed looking new. It's like a hospital bed. Kind of a gross concept, but we'll go with it. It says here, do not sleep on the sheet. Do not allow the sheet to come into contact with your skin. If irritation occurs, do not touch the burn. Call poison control immediately and follow instructions carefully. A label Joker product. So QAnon, is this a group or is this an individual?
It's always the question, isn't it?
Don't you think it would be a group in this case? We thought
no.
This. No, this could be an individual.
I simply don't have enough information.
There's nothing. But QAnon says things. What? Through what channel does QAnon speak?
The back channels.
Yeah. He's on that old IRC. Oh, they added another hashtag, question everything. News from the perimeter is following us now. Oh, we got a caller? Area code 432, you're on the line. You're on the air.
Really, man? I hear that,
Hi there.
They turn some music down, dude.
Hey, how the hell are you?
Hey, dude, really good, man.
Hey, Billy,
what do you think, man? All of a sudden, there's this QAnon stuff all over the media. Just going crazy, isn't it?
Does it surprise you to see it in CNN and Fox News? Bill, can you hear him?
I can hear our
CNN. Can they hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you surprised to see it on CNN and Fox?
No, not really. Because, you know, I've just been reading here for the last few months, man. And I'm surprised in just the first few days of reading, I went, wow, that happened. Wow, that happened. Oh, wow, this is happening. And when it was told to us a few weeks ago that it's fixing to happen, the MSM can't hold it back anymore. No, it doesn't surprise me, but
the storm's here.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yeah, the outright ugliness and all I didn't expect all of that, man. I thought that there was going to be more of an intelligent discussion about it and an in-depth, investigation into what it was about, but that didn't happen, did it?
And where did you think that investigation was going to come from? CNN? Fox?
Well, now I didn't think, I guess, that it would come from, but I did just maybe expect that it would happen from somebody in the mainstream media that might say, hey, you know, this is something to look at.
We have,
but it didn't happen, did it?
Well, I say it's not over yet.
It didn't happen, did it?
We're only just hearing about it. Fortunately, we have live with us on the air tonight, representative spokesperson. I don't know if this is QAnon or if he represents QAnon, but we have on the line here with us QAnon. What do you think is in this second report that has got the media abuzz?
Well, listen, we're going to learn a lot about Alex Jones.
Talking to me about this second report?
No, we're talking. Let me see. Hold on a sec. Can you hear the co-host? Yeah. Do you hear the co-host?
No, I guess I hear you, but no, I don't hear
her. Oh, okay. Let me see. What if I turn this up? Where are you calling us from?
4th and T, man. West Texas. Midland, Texas.
All right. Well, that's a shame that you can't hear QAnon. What a disaster.
Well, can you tell me what? That would be cool if I could, though. Sure enough.
Hey, QAnon, this guy got to call in and witness what a clusterfuck this was. Hey, dude, why don't you call me on Skype? QAnon's going to call back in on Skype. And then
I don't know anything about all that stuff, dude.
No, not you, but QAnon. Is that possible?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay. You can't. It's new Skype is fucking unusable. So what am I supposed to do? Sit here and tell you what he said?
I can hear what this guy says.
But he can't hear you. This guy can't hear you.
Just keep him yammering. This is gold. So just forget about me.
All right. Dude, we'll forget about him. So fucking, you know, it's...
Yeah, dude. Well, hey, man, you know...
Not you, but we'll forget about the other guy. I like you.
Yeah, well, hey, no,
my co-host is a real sack of shit, though, and I'm trying to get rid of this guy.
I'm not so fucking, but I wish you could get it together there.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to hear.
I mean, it's been an insightful discussion so far. I'll say that. So far we already went over, like, we were talking about why is this in the media now, and it's just now here, and it's, where have you been reading about it? Where did you follow it?
Man, you know, I can't really remember and pinpoint the date, but I can tell you it just happened a few months ago. And, because, you know, I'm a realist. I see that there's just some ugly stuff, especially, you know, it's happened in our government through the Obama years and the corruption. You can just tell it's corruption. And, you know, I Google things and then I came across this and I went, wow, that's what I noticed. And then when
you just Google,
we cut out. Well, we lost you there. We'll rate that as very, very bad and send that feedback to Skype. Fucking, that guy had a lot of... I think he was onto something there. What do you think? Maybe a little methamphetamines or... I don't know, dude. He was feeling it, though, wasn't he?
He was lit. Let's just say that.
So I wonder why he couldn't hear you. I'm at a loss. So, but we're still learning. We just got the new studio at Hate Radio in Cuthbert, Georgia. The headquarters are well protected by a freshly dug moat. And we got snakes and whatever, gators. Those snakes and gators, do they snap at you, Bill, when you come in from your car?
Hell no.
They leave you alone, right?
They run in fear.
I don't know. They run in fear. Dude, I don't know what's wrong with the male guy. He just can't get past the alligators.
He doesn't whip them. He doesn't have a whip to whip the alligators away.
I told him just throw that piece of leather over their face and they can't see you.
Oh, yeah. You could do that, too.
But... whatever. QAnon. Yeah, I like that guy. We had it. I wish that motherfucker could have heard you, because we were about to tell some tall tales. With the Alex Jones stuff, where were you going to go with that? QAnon. Ladies and gentlemen, live on Hate Radio, we have QAnon. And he's going to tell us where he was about to go with that Alex Jones stuff. What are we going to learn about Alex Jones?
Alex Jones is basically a deep state puppet trying to distract people from QAnon.
Oh, so this is, he's problematic for QAnon. He's not down with it. He is not Q.
No, he's not.
I would have figured, you know, I had him pegged for a Q guy. Why not?
I can't believe that guy you had on, though.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Dude.
That guy's sitting in some basement somewhere.
Hey, man. I've been reading, man. I Google things. Oh, that was great. Hey, but really, I mean, dude, if you're not, like, in that business, what tools are at your disposal? Like, you're just, in the end, we're all just jack-offs watching YouTube. And that's where we get our info. Right?
What are you
going to
do?
I read. Yeah, what are you going to do? I just Google, man. I like that guy. We may get more. We're halfway through the show. Oh, we started it early, didn't we? We started a little early, so we're already at 25 minutes. And, here we are. Yeah, this is just too big, man. If some dude can call from wherever, Alabama, into some radio show, and he's ready to talk about it, it's big, right? Like, what
QAnon's
is...
QAnon's blood. It's the most important thing anyone's ever seen.
All I had to do was copy and paste this list of hashtags. And then here we go. We're off to the races. My tweets have earned 10,000 impressions in the last hour. Which is nothing for, you know, that's a lot for me. Because it's nothing for most people, but I don't get that in a week. I get more people following me now. Real Daily Trite. Oh, dude, I'm getting the QAnon crowd following me. I should keep this going. I'm the QAnon leader, man. And you're QAnon.
You gotta. They can't hear me though, so no. Really, that whole thing doesn't work.
I had to say, hold on, just a second. QAnon is talking.
You really confused him when you start saying, "I got QAnon." He thought you were talking about him.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
He was a Q. He himself is a QAnon.
On the next episode, will you be able to call me on Skype?
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird that he couldn't hear you though, because he could hear me. And everything is coming in through there. I'll have the secretary look at it. The engineer's secretary. Cryptic messages from proven hacker and Trump insider QAnon suggest the reason Barack Obama has been laying low since leaving office is fear for his reputation, because the QAnon leaks are closing in around him, apparently. They're strangling that extravagant lifestyle afforded to him by the insurance companies. Remember that time he forced everybody to buy shitty insurance? So they're like hooking him up. But he can't go out and enjoy it because these QAnon leaks are fucking him up.
But, he's fucked, man.
Well, that's 4D chess for you.
The storm is here.
Yeah, they're calling it the storm. I love that.
The storm has arrived.
QAnon took the media by storm. That's why they call them the storm.
Why the heck are we talking about QAnon anyway?
Somebody said it would be good to do.
Who?
Chandler.
Oh, God.
I never looked into it. It's actually been kind of fun, though.
Yeah, I looked into QAnon. I did a, you know...
You did two stories that mentioned him.
Did I do a QAnon story? I did a couple of them.
Yeah. There's QAnon... Oh, that's mine. There's Donald Trump predicts Bitcoin will hit $1 trillion. QAnon, that's where QAnon does that sweet chip shot. And then Julian Assange assassinated after release of hashtag deep state files password. This was huge. The deep state files and QAnon were closely related there for a little while. It might be time to bring back the deep state files. I'm going to write the deep state files.
The storm is here, so you might as well.
Dude, what if I wrote the fucking deep state files and published them?
It's a lot of files to write.
You'd just
be like Nomelka just sitting there writing this long, long document.
I feel like he wrote those books by ad lib. Like, he just looked at other texts, like English translations of old religious texts, and just filled his own shit in. If you get some uncommon translation made in, like, Australia or something, you know, the wording will be all weird. You could easily plagiarize that and be a Nomelka overnight.
It's not easy. It's not. It ain't easy being Nomelka. You can write that big old book, but then you've got to be Nomelka. And as we've seen, it takes its toll on a man.
You know what else takes its toll on a man? Is, yeah, that fucking lifestyle, dude. These cult leaders, they get accustomed to banging all the chicks. But then as they start to dry up and get old and they're no longer charismatic and they look more and more like dads, they get they attract lesser and lesser cult girls. I saw this one documentary about one of those dudes that he was like a former actor and then he had a cult. And he was young and handsome and charismatic. He would sing and put love in everybody's hearts and all that shit. And he was, you know, just making them all fuck him. And then he became an old man and he, like, retired to Hawaii. And the film crew caught up with him, like, they caught him, right? And he's like, yeah, okay. And he's out there with just, like, one of his followers. And she's, like, not very, you know. She's got, like, you know, implants and silicone injections, and she just looks weird and unnatural. And that's probably what Nemelka's going through right now. I feel like he's scraping the bottom of the barrel when it comes to these cult girls.
Well, he had his polygamist marriages, and he was just doing that to prove how bad and wrong that was.
That was selfless of him.
And then he went on to having a normal marriage, which has blown up in his face because of his anonymous thing. And now he has nothing left except a dog and a trailer and a cult that he doesn't want.
Yeah, he's like running from it. Do you think he regrets it?
I bet he thinks every day, I was just increasing my value. That's all I was doing, increasing my value.
The thing that is weird about Chris is that he talks all that stuff about playing the game. And I find that bizarre and fascinating. It's the same shit that Charles Manson was singing about in that song. It's all about playing the game. I mean, how could he? Do you think he was conscious of that that connection, or was he just? Or do you think it's just by chance that cult leaders would arrive at this talk about the game?
I don't know what you mean, but yeah, that's it right there. I think we should end it with that question.
And as we go out, we ask the listeners to listen to this song, reflect, maybe look at your own game.
We really failed our prank phone call tonight. Because I couldn't install Skype ahead of time.
We can do that anytime. We'll do it, fuck it. We'll do it tomorrow. I've been doing this every night so far. Every night? Every fucking day.
I've been podcasting every day, every night, goddamn it.
I'm HateSec. Thanks for calling in, to that one guy. Kilgore, as always, your expertise and your performance as QAnon tonight were top-notch. Much appreciated. And for all the rest of you motherfuckers out there, go fuck yourselves, but look at your game and get back to us. Take your acid, fucking keep that mind open. Silly.